Good morning. It's now 7:04. I'm Sean Crawford for NPR Illinois. 11 students and a staff member from North Greene School District were injured in a school bus accident north of Carrollton on Wednesday. That bus reportedly returning from a field trip and was traveling north on US 67 when a southbound vehicle crossed the center line on a curve in the road. Illinois State Police say the bus driver took evasive action and left the road, striking a ditch embankment, causing the bus to roll over on its side. Those injured were taken to a hospital with what is described as non-life-threatening injuries. The road was closed for a period of time after the accident. An investigation is continuing. A member of the Lincoln Land Community College baseball team has died. Michael Roberson of Manuka was involved in an auto accident on Wednesday, according to the school. Roberson was a catcher on the team and a sophomore at Lincoln Land. Governor J.B. Pritzker is taking aim at the U.S. Supreme Court after a decision announced yesterday that undermines a provision in the Federal Voting Rights Act. The ruling says a Louisiana legislative map was racially gerrymandered when it was redrawn in 2024 to include a second majority black district. Pritzker called the court decision an attack on minorities across the country.
The decision by the Supreme Court today on the Voting Rights Act is an abomination. It is an attack on a crown jewel of our democracy.
Pritzker also says he's discussing plans with legislative allies on how to push back on the court ruling. Illinois Republicans are once again sounding alarm bells about a law that did away with the cash bail system. Democratic lawmakers in 2021 passed the Sweeping Safety Act, which gives judges more discretion on whether to detain someone pre-trial or release them under certain conditions, like electronic monitoring. A Chicago man has been charged with fatally shooting a police officer last weekend. A judge had released him on electronic monitoring in December, despite felony charges. The House Minority Leader Tony McCombie is pushing a bill that would restrict pre-trial releases.
No law should put criminals over victims. Its policies fall short and they need to be fixed. If loopholes exist, as my colleagues like to call them, they must be closed.
Her bill is not likely to pass the Democratic-controlled legislature. A Cook County judge is expected to rule next month on a petition to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate and possibly charge alleged abuses by federal immigration agents. The judge heard lengthy arguments from petitioners who insist a special prosecutor is necessary to respond to allegations of wrongdoing by agents during Operation Midway Blitz last fall. But the Cook County state's attorney maintains she's limited in what her office can do. Today we are expecting to see a high around 64 degrees. There may be some isolated showers later this afternoon and evening. For tonight, a low down to 40. It's currently 39 degrees. This is NPR, Illinois.